Carol Simpson's new book is called News Lady. Carol Simpson is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Tom Joyner, I've been wanting to be on your show for so long.
Carol Simpson is a first in many ways. Carol Simpson was the first woman to broadcast radio news in Chicago, the first African-American woman to anchor a local newscast in Chicago. And she puts all this in the book, Sib?
Yes, she does. The book is called News Lady, Tom, and it is Carol Simpson's story of the news lady, as people refer to her on the streets when they recognize her. And she tells a very compelling story and the trials and tribulations of being the first in many ways. Carol, you tell the story of the fights that you had to do as far as racism and sexism, and that's one of the reasons why you brought the book back out and added new material, as you talk about people who were not exactly your biggest supporters.
Let me just give you an example. I had been an anchor on ABC, a weekend news anchor, and had arrived at some notoriety at the national level. Yet I went to a cocktail party at ABC in Washington and walked into the room, and the bureau chief of the network looked at me and said, "Carol, where's your cap and apron? Aren't you going to serve?"
Ooh.
And I mean, it was, you know, just an instant of looking at me, and for him to say something like that, that's the kind of thing that would happen. And it was like every 6 months there'd be a reminder, you are just a black woman.
Mm.
Don't think you're so hot. You're not a national news anchor. You're just a black woman. I started yelling like a network. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And I fought back.
You were a woman who blazed the trail for so many people, and yet the people that you fought to bring to the forefront and to in those executive positions were the ones that brought you down.
Exactly. A black man and a white woman.
Does she name names in the book?
I did not, Tom, and I've been criticized by that by many critics. But there was an issue of libel. I don't have enough money to be sued.
One
but I have to admit, I was leery of a lawsuit.
It says here that your story is inspirational for all trying to succeed in a corporate environment.
I agree.
Well, yeah. I hope so. I want to tell people that it's not easy. So I used to think, I'm going to leave and I'm going to go work for Ebony Magazine, or I'm going to work for The Defender, or I'm going to BET. I can't take this anymore. But I stayed because I was trying to keep that door open for other minorities and other women. And so I was a role model. You know, the thing that bothers me the most is that most of the students coming in want to be entertainment reporters. And I'm going, why do you want to do that? You want to follow Charlie Sheen around with the gangman? You want to follow Lindsay Lohan's criminal legal problems? Or do you want to cover something that has some impact on people? So I'm trying to change the ethic that seems to be in young people today to cover the easy. Want them to cover politics.